I've been praying, asking the Lord concerning the message for the church. And seeking God, if you're going to seek Him with all of your heart.
Amen.
Don't half play with God. If you're going to seek Him with all your heart.
Yes.
It's like I can say I love you, but is it from all my heart? It could be like my worship. If I'm going to worship Him in spirit and in truth. If you're going to obey Him with all your heart. Not half-hearted, but obey the Lord. I want to preach this evening the miracle of preaching. The miracle of preaching. Every one of us here, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Amen.
I heard a little while ago that in the beginning was the Word.
Amen.
That Word is what we need to preach. Because in the beginning, that Word created the beginning.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And that Word also says in the ending also.
Amen.
That's why He can stand there on that out of the papyrus and say, I am the beginning and I am the ending.
Amen.
I am the first, I am the last.
Yes.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Amen.
I am the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
Isn't this wonderful to know this miracle preacher?
Yes.
Isn't it something that there was none? As Jonah, he said that man, Jonah, such a great preacher. God had to get him on his right track.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now sometimes it's going to take God to do that with you and me.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Sometimes God is saying you're getting off to the Broadway.
Amen.
And I love you so much I'm going to put a roadblock before you.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. And that's why He comes along and says, repent.
Uh-huh.
That's the miracle of preaching is repent. Amen to God. That's the miracle, is to repent. Aren't you glad that our Christ, our Lord and Savior, He loved you and me so much that He said, I'll give my life for you and me. Amen. But in return, I've got to give my life to Him. Amen to God. What a miracle. There's some of us here, and I say this, and I say this in a way that I hope you understand that if it wasn't for the Lord, who was on your side, Satan would have destroyed you a long time ago. Come on now. Because He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Lord said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen to God. Isn't He wonderful? Isn't He holy? Isn't He the Christ of glory? Isn't He the one? Isn't He the Word of God? Isn't He the volume of this book? Isn't He 66 books? Is He not coming again?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I thought when He said, isn't there something when the Pharisees and the Sadducees, He said, show us a sign.
Come on, brother.
He knew they knew if He showed them, they wouldn't believe it anyway.
Right.
The danger is, church, don't get caught up in the signs.
Right.
Do you hear me what I'm saying? Even though the Bible said signs will follow them that believe.
Amen.
To them that believe. As I'm following Christ, I'm going to see the signs of the Word of God. Come on now. Do you hear me? Paul wasn't following Paul. Solomon wasn't following Saul. David wasn't following David. David followed the Lord God Almighty. And the signs would... Oh, do you hear that? Do you hear that? We got people running to and fro looking for prophecy, a private interpretation, a word of this, a word of that. I can tell you, just seek Jesus and He'll show you the signs and the... My God, do you hear me? What I'm saying.
Hallelujah.
If I can get this one and this one, then I get that. I can tell you, oh, we could get the biggest performers, the biggest churches, the eloquent preachers, but just give me a man, a woman of God, full of the Holy Ghost, following Jesus Christ, and the signs will be there. Do you hear me? If I believe this gospel, he is the sign and wonder to the world. I said, oh, God. Oh, God. You know, I've got down before and said, Lord, I feel like Gideon once in a while. I haven't laid out a fleece and seen dew come on it. And then the next night I say, Lord, I let it be dry and everything else have dew on it. But I have laid before him and said, oh God, I need to see something. Oh, and I know that he says to me, son, walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Just, oh, let this word, just, oh God, hide it in your heart that you might not sin against the Lord. Let your steps be ordered by the Lord. And I can tell you right now, in obedience, he will reward those that are obedient to the Word of God. Jonah, he looks at the Pharisees, looks at the scribes. They didn't like what they heard.
Come on, amen.
He said, as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
Come on, amen.
Oh, Lord God. I mean, they had to scratch their heads about that.
Yeah.
They said, Lord, Lord. And I wonder how many there even thought Jonah had been in the whale's belly.
Come on.
Amen. I've said this before and I'll say it again. If this book said Jonah swallowed the whale, I would have believed it.
Come on.
Come on, if it's in this book, I believe it. If it's in this book, I believe it. The devil tried to put a question mark on it. He's altered it. He's added to it. He's taken away from it. But it's still forevermore settled in heaven. Walk according to the word of God. It's the miracle of preaching. My God, give us preachers. Give us people that will stand up with a backbone full of the Holy Ghost and say to the devil, you're a liar. But God be true. My God, do you hear me? We need preachers. We need the Word of God. We're begotten by it, kept by it, sanctified by it, washed by it, protected by it, holy under God. He is the Word of God, and he's forevermore. Stay in the Word of God. He cannot change. He cannot change. Religions change, denominations change, man changes, angels changes, devils changes. But he'll say to you and me, I'm still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I change not. Thank God, he's still the Christ, my God.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, to God be the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I thought, when he said Jonah,
thank you, Father.
There was none no greater born to woman than Jonah. But he that's least in the kingdom of God is greater.
Greater.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Jonah. Some things we got to throw out of the church.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on.
And some things we got to pray and keep in the church.
Come on.
We got to keep the altar in the church.
Yeah.
We got to keep anointed preaching in the church.
Yeah.
We got to keep lively stones in the church.
Oh, yeah.
We need the elders and the deacons.
Yeah.
We need the evangelists, pastors, the prophets. Come on now.
Come on,
we need all five ministry in the church.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know that? Because the captain of my salvation said it in the word of God. My God, do you hear that? We need the apostle. We need the prophet. We need the evangelist. We need the pastor. We need the team. We need one another. I said we need one another. And if we lift him up, he'll draw all men unto him. My God, do you hear that?
Praise God.
We need that altar call. We need that inspired word of God.
Amen.
To keep us, to wash us by the watering of the word.
Yeah.
Oh God, we do need the gifts of the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, do you hear that?
Oh yes.
God help us, we need that.
Yeah.
And I tell you what we need. We need a Holy Ghost filled, sin preaching, devil stomping. Amen. My God, a church on fire that somebody can walk in there and they can say, surely the Lord is in this place. Oh my God, somebody. We need that. We need that. There's a song that every time I hear a prayer, I start crying a little bit. We need some old-fashioned preachers. Teach us right from wrong. We need some old-fashioned seekers who'll pray all night long. We need some good gospel singing to help us go another mile. Oh, we're on a journey, church. This could be the last mile. Come on, it's time to compel them to come in. It's time to sound the alarm. It's time to quit. Oh, let's not hold our peace, but let's cry out loud. Jesus is a coming. We better be ready. We better be watching. We better be about the Father's business. He's coming back. I said, he's coming back. I must have my wedding garment. Hold it. Looking for the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Has to be that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The miracle of preaching.
Amen.
I said, oh God. I said, you know Jonah. He was in the belly of the whale.
Yeah.
Oh, he sure had a prayer life down there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Before he got there, he was a sleeper.
Hallelujah. Come on,
bro. Now, come on now. Oh, thou sleeper. Wake up, sleeper. Don't you see what's going on?
Yeah.
This ship's about ready to sink.
Right.
Who are you? Well, I'm one of those come when I feel like it and go when I don't.
Tell it,
brother. Come on,
brother. That's right.
What are you doing sleeping? Won't you call upon your God?
Come on, brother.
God help us, oh thou sleeper. Church, wake up.
Amen.
You can sleep too long in Delilah's lap.
Right.
Uh-huh. You can sleep too long in that world.
Yeah.
It'll rock you asleep.
Come on, amen.
He said, when I come, you better be praying and watching.
Come on.
Lest I come, I find you sleeping.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't talking to the world, he was talking to his church.
That's right, amen.
I can tell you, we better get those lamps burning.
Yes.
We better get full of the oil.
Yes.
We better be ready to go, because he ain't taking back no backslider.
Right.
He ain't taking back a lukewarm church.
Right.
Come on now, he's not taking back a dead Muslim, a museum, do you hear me? He's taking back lively stones. He's taking back church that loves him, a church that's looking for him, a church that says, my God, Lord, come quickly. I'm telling you, we're living in the days of Noah. We're living in the days of Lot. We're living in an adulterous and sinful generation. Look around today, Noah, what do you see? I see what I saw. My God, in the book of Genesis. Do you hear me? If Jonah stood here, what do you see? I see living at backslid. I see the church at embassy. I see the church not growing in the grace. I don't see the church running like it's supposed to run.
Amen. Right.
Hallelujah.
So much of it.
Nothing more.
And Lord,
at
the miracle of preaching,
Yes. We
need some miracles.
Yeah.
And we'll get them if we get some preachers that will preach it. You know why? You know why then? Because he said, I will confirm my word with signs and wonders. Do you hear that? Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, correct with all long suffering. For the time shall come. We're living in that time, brother, that they will not endure sound doctrine, but they'll turn their ears from the truth unto somebody telling them a story or tell them, my God, I don't come here to hear storybooks. I come here to hear the real word of God. I come here.
you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
When I hear that word being preached by the power of God, that word quickens me. That word breaks me.
Oh yeah.
That word humbles me.
Yeah.
Because I know it's Him.
Amen.
As Jonah and the whales die. And then he stands there and says, as the Son of Man.
Yeah.
She'll be in the heart of the earth 3 days.
Come on, amen.
And nights. That's exactly what he done.
Amen.
What he was saying, that will be a sign to an evil and adulterous generation.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
If you don't believe that, I have nothing for you.
Amen, brother.
Come on, brother.
Oh, come on, brother.
Oh, we got self-esteem preachers.
Yeah.
Oh, we got all kinds of tickle your ear preachers.
Yeah.
Prophesying just what you want to hear.
Right.
But I can tell you, he won't always say to you what you want to hear.
Right.
But he will sure tell you what you need to hear. Come on. I can tell you. I've had him tell me, shut up.
Come on, amen.
Come on, shout with me a little bit. He hurt my feelings, but I got over it.
Yeah.
I got over it. A preacher starts getting on. I don't want to get on your shoes or your toes. I want it to get right to your heart, right to your spirit. Oh, my God, somebody. Thank God for the Word of God. Hell's been trying to destroy it all the way back in the Genesis. In that garden, he tried to destroy it. In heaven, he tried to destroy it. And right now, he's still trying to destroy the Word of God. But I got news for the world. I got news for the devil. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world.
Thank you, Lord.
He told me.
Yes.
Here's what I want you to do.
Yes.
Seek first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And His righteousness.
Right.
And I will add all these things. There's more things up there than you can ever think about.
Amen.
Yeah.
All the banks of the world's in a totally bankrupt compared to His kingdom.
Amen.
He never looked at the stock market and got nervous.
Come on, brother.
Shout with me a little bit.
That's right.
Oh, you know why? He said, my kingdom is not of this world.
Right.
And neither are our kingdom. Yeah. Our kingdom doesn't look like God, somebody. Well, that's the miracle of who He is.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
What's my friends going to think about me? You want to know what he thinks about you.
That's right.
He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'm ashamed of you. Those Pharisees even came to him. Show us a text. We need something to go by. We go by faith. We go by faith. We go by hope. Hope that is seen. Why hope for anymore? Our hope is in Him. In His Word. Everything we need. From salvation to healing, everything we need in this life and the life to come is in this 66 books.
Amen
to God. I don't add to it. I don't alter it. And I know that they don't like me. They want me to come back. But I got to preach it anyway. Sometimes one message, that's the last message. Hear the conclusion of the whole matter. I won't be back.
Come on, brother.
Don't call me. Who are you calling you?
That's
right. But brother, when he calls you, better be ready.
Amen.
You better be ready.
Right.
Because he can call you out any moment.
That's right.
I heard, I believe it was, the sister said, yes, our life is but a vapor.
Amen.
Brother and sister, there is eternity.
Amen.
Of your eternal soul. Amen.
Yes.
Amen to God. We got churches today. It's okay. We're ordaining men and men, women and women. Anything can go. If you got a good talent, use it. Well, I can tell you, if God don't give it to you, you don't use it. Hear me what I'm saying? But if He's giving you a talent, use it. Use that talent, and He'll give you more talents. If you've got one, use it. He'll give you two. If you've got two, He'll give you five. What am I saying? Don't be slothful with the work of God.
Amen.
I was praying, and I began to look at, and I began to think and began to meditate upon this. I said, look at Jeremiah. Look at Ezekiel. Look at Isaiah. Look at the prophets all through there. About every one of them came with a message of repentance or judgment.
Amen.
Come on now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
They came. Is that right?
Amen.
Well, that's what Jesus came. He came with a message of judgment.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. Except you repent, you all likewise
perish. Amen. Amen. Come on, brother.
Pilate mangled your blood. You think they suffered more than all sinners? The wall of Siloam fell down and slew, killed 18. You think they were sinners above all? He said, no, I tell you what, except you repent, you all likewise will perish. But let's start having godly repentance, godly preaching, godly oracles. God, you hear that?
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, not God. I don't like that. When I'm feeling bad, I need somebody to make me feel good. Well, they're doing that, or they're taking cocaine, they're taking drugs left and right. And it's killing them.
Amen.
That world will kill you. It's an enemy of God.
Amen.
And that world should say, here comes the enemy of us.
Come on, amen.
Because we're the enemy to that world.
Yes,
that world.
Yes.
Well, we can get out there and mix with anybody, laugh with jokes that's filthy, watch HBO, watch all this stuff, and come to church. You better be glad I'm not your pastor.
Come on.
I don't even see you in that pulpit.
Amen.
Come on.
I don't even see you in the pulpit. Here's why I want to see you right here.
Come on.
Shout with me a little bit. Come on. Man. Come on. You want to see a godly removal? God says, I want to see people moving towards me. And you draw nigh to me, I'll start drawing nigh to you. Well, glory! Well, glory! Well, glory!
Amen. Blessing, Lord.
I tell you how you get some other people's attention. All of a sudden, their health starts going down.
Come on, amen.
They're having a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They start having something wrong with their body.
Come on.
Oh, God, help me! When Jonah was in the belly of that whale, he started crying. Out of my affliction!
Come on,
out of my affliction! It's dark in here. It stinks inside of this thing. I'm down below the mountains.
Yeah.
Oh, God help me. Oh, vanity. Oh, vanity of lies. We forsake the mercies of God.
Come on.
God, do you hear that? God, be merciful on me. Forgive me for what I've been saying, what I've been doing. My God, I want somebody to see the Christ who's not in the grave, not in the heart of the earth, but at the right hand of God, but in my heart today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah.
All
praise you, Father God.
All David has to do is pray that heart. And devils begin to tremble.
Uh-huh.
You know why? Because it was the presence of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Godly repentance works salvation.
Amen.
Worldly repentance works death.
That's right.
There was another man in this book called John the Baptist. He was a forerunner.
Yep.
A forerunner.
Yes.
Preparing the way of the Lord. I believe we better start doing the same. Prepare to meet God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
That's right. Come on,
and I can stand here and know in this book right here, where does judgment begin?
Right. At the house of God.
I don't go down the street to the neighbor's kids and jump on them and try to correct them. I want to correct my own children. God said, I'm going to correct my children. Because I'm the great shepherd. And my sheep hear my voice. Oh, shout with me a little bit. Let's quit following strange voices. Let's quit following familiar spirits. And let's start being led by to beg you to church. I won't have to pump you up. You'll be already ready to go. Filled with the Holy Ghost. On fire for God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Come back next week. We're going to have hot coffee and donuts. Come back Wednesday. We're going to have a hot dog. A wiener roast. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll have some marshmallows for the kids. Hello. I'm telling you, I get around.
Come on,
brother. Where I've seen some of the churches, oh, Lord. You know what a buzzard is? Jude said in his book, twice dead and plucked up by the roots. How's it twice dead? My Lord. You know, a buzzard likes, he likes room kills.
Amen.
He likes things that just fail bad.
That's right.
But there's some churches he'd fly over. And I believe he'd hold his nose and say, it's too dead. It's beyond. Come on.
Brother,
it's the truth.
Come on, brother. Amen.
Jude, just before he got the revelation, trees without fruit.
Come on, amen.
Twice dead, plucked up. Twice dead. Well, I can tell you, I was once dead. But I can tell you, I'm alive now. I'm alive. Well, glory. Well, I feel. That wheel in the middle of the wheel. I feel the fourth man in the fire. I feel the lion of the tribe of Judah. I feel the bright and morning star. I feel one that's greater than Solomon, greater than John, greater than Israel. My God, he's wonderful, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
If you read there, the queen,
thank you, Lord.
She came down and heard the wisdom of Solomon.
Oh, yes, amen.
But he said, there's one greater than Solomon.
Yes. Amen.
There's one greater than all the prophets. There's one greater than all of the disciples. There's one greater than Paul. There's one greater than David. There's one greater than Adam. There's one greater. He's the greatest of 10,000. He's the greatest. He's the bright and morning star. He's the lily of the valley. He's the prince of peace. I'm telling you, church, he's coming back. He's coming back for a church.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to the Lamb.
He's coming back.
Oh, yes,
there's no doubt.
Amen.
I'm making plans to leave this world with a shout. Great God of heaven.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We need some messages on repentance.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Sin's not going there.
Thank you,
Father.
Nope. Sin is not going there.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
A compromised church's not going there.
That's right.
That's right.
When you compromise God's word, you're an enemy to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
True.
That's
wrong,
true.
That's wrong.
He's true.
Amen.
But you know, we try to walk humbly and softly. I said, Lord, you've offended more people than anybody. Why? Because they love not the truth.
That's right.
That they might be saved.
That's right. Amen.
Scoffers, mockers. They're running wild. Lawlessness. Everything. Haters of God. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Blasphemers. I mean, you can't even turn on the night news.
Right.
You know, there's a man up there, he says, we need to drain the swamps.
Come on,
I tell you what we need to do. We need to drain some churches.
Come on.
Come on.
God bless the Lord.
If Jonah don't wake up, throw him over the boat. If we're going to be faithful, let's be faithful.
Amen.
He is the faithful high priest, isn't he?
Amen.
Aren't you glad he cannot lie?
Because
if he could, I wouldn't believe it.
Come on, amen.
Because he wouldn't be the Christ that I know in this book.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, if he ain't going to be faithful, can't depend on you.
Come on, brother.
I hope I can say, Lord, here am I. What would you have me to do?
Amen.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Yes. Nothing more.
3 days in the heart of the earth.
Yes.
Whenever you really see great revival, when you truly see a great revival move of God, you will see it with a church that is broken.
Come on.
A church that is crying out for souls. A church that says, God, revive us again.
Amen.
In the midst what we see. It's something. When we that claim to know him and love him so much, but don't read nothing about him.
Come on, amen.
Yes, sir.
We don't spend time with him. I have a wife back there. We got to spend time together.
Right.
I'm to love her as Christ loved the church.
Amen.
Come on. Thank you, Lord.
But he want to let me know also, but don't you love her more than you love me? Yeah, you know, he's pretty right. He's right to the point.
Come on, amen.
That sort of the spirit is the word of God.
That's right.
Knows everything about us.
Amen.
I start one. There's one greater than Solomon.
Amen.
She'll arise in that generation and judge. Do you know, in this book it says that even the least among us in the church, I speak this to your shame, what's going on in the church. He said, know ye not that you will judge angels?
Come on, amen.
But he said, take the least among us in the church and let them judge those things.
Wow.
Have you ever read that in that book? Well, I never had. That's why you're not reading it. You don't understand it.
Come on, brother.
Paul said, I hear there's fornication going on in your church.
Right.
And he said, I rightly believe it.
Right. Come on, brother. Right.
Are you judging me, Paul? You sure am. I'm judging you.
Come on, brother.
Because I was praying, and then the Lord prayed, and in the spirit, I'm already there with you. Put the wicked one out.
Come on, amen.
I'm telling you, Jonah's got to come out of the boat once in a while.
Come on, amen. Yeah.
But he got down there, and when they got down there, they walked way down here sleeping. Man, don't you know what's happening up there? Who are you? I'm a Hebrew. He gets up there. They said, now, just get it, part of this. He finally said to him, you know what the problem is? It's not that ocean out there. It's not that storm. Oh, yes, it is. Throw me overboard. Hello?
Come on.
Throw you overboard. No. They kept throwing everything else. Throwing everything else out of the ship. And it just got that much worse.
Come on, amen.
I'm telling you. You got a bad tooth. There's only two things you can do. Pull it.
Yeah.
Or kill the nerve in it.
Come on. Kill the nerve, brother.
That's the root canal.
Yeah.
They charge you a lot of money today to kill that nerve.
Yeah. Come on.
The tooth still the same.
Come on, amen.
God help us. We need some nerves.
Come on.
We need to feel some things that's just not right.
Come on.
Like that sister said, I was feeling some pain.
Yeah.
That's a good sign something's going on in the body.
Amen.
Well, when I hear that preaching, I'm saying, ooh. Why did the pastor tell him about me?
Come on,
I'm talking about the great pastor.
Come on.
I'm talking about the great pastor.
Amen.
Oh, he'll wake you up 3 o'clock in the morning and say, I want you to get down and talk to me a while.
Come on, amen.
You sit in front of that television 5 hours.
Yeah.
And you can't hardly spend 5 minutes with me.
Come on, brother.
Here you go. It'd be enough if I got to beg my wife to go to bed at night.
Yeah.
Hello.
Come on, brother.
I want to spend an hour with me.
Yes.
I'd say, now, you know, now, are you in love with that TV more than you are to me?
Right.
There's only one other. Only one other. Yeah. That I'm not jealous of. His name is the Lord God.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
But you know what he says, though? But I'm jealous of you.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Church, Jonah went in there and he didn't take a hallelujah message in there.
Come on, amen.
When that whale spit him out, you know, he said, I'm in the belly of hell. I want out of here. It's bad down here.
Yes, sir.
I guarantee you this. When he got out on that shore, he started into that city. He had a message.
Yes.
He didn't talk about the latter rain.
Right. Come on, bro.
He didn't talk about how everything's going to be wonderful.
Amen.
He said 40 days.
Right.
Why would that cause revival? Because God knew the message to get him to turn.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
He said judgment in 40 days.
Come on, amen.
And you read there, Jeremiah cried and pleaded to him, judgment is coming.
Uh-huh.
And God long suffered. Those men of God in this book preached judgment. Why? Because of their sins.
Come on, amen.
And be sure your sin will find you out.
Amen.
If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap it.
That's right, amen.
But if you sow to the Spirit, you reap life.
Amen.
Flesh is death.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, see, I just can't quit sinning. Then you know what you are? You're a sinner.
That's right.
Come on, amen.
That's true.
Hello.
Come on, brother. Come on.
If you sow to the Spirit, then I can say you're walking in the Spirit with God.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor, would you come? Pastor, would you come? To God be the glory.
Amen.